With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Coming up today, we've got Must Hear Music with Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital, Joe Lynch. As always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, and we sure hope that you do, you can subscribe to us on iTunes so you won't miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit iTunes.com/Billboard Podcasts. So today on Must Hear Music, Joe and the team will be chatting about new music from Taylor Swift, NERD, and Miguel. And you know what? NERD is actually back with their first single in, I think, 7 years. And they brought along a rather famous friend to help them out, Rihanna. So as we do at the top of Must Hear Music, and also on Coming Around Again, if you've been listening to our various Pop Shop shows, we usually throw a fun chart stat at the top of the show before we head into the proper podcast. So here's a fun fact about NERD on the charts. Even though they charted 4 albums on the Billboard 200, with 2 of them hitting the top 10, they never notched a single entry on the Billboard Hot 100. That seems crazy, right? But it would seem that all of that could change with their new single, but we'll have to wait and see. But until then, let's get into it on Must Hear Music.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man? You introduced Lindsay first.
I know. Well, wow. It's because you were close to 20 minutes late.
Wow.
So
is that
she
true?
Gets,
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that's why she gets the first nod.
Yeah.
That's how it works from now on. Anyways, so we got some good stuff. You know, usually we just kind of deliver like crap,
mediocre.
Let's be honest, like,
yeah.
just kind of nonsense. We got the goods this time.
Oh, yeah.
We got new Taylor song, NERD featuring Rihanna.
Woo!
Miguel, Pine Grove, and what else do we got? Oh, and then Lindsay's indie picks.
Lindsay's Indie Corner.
In the Indie Corner.
Oh, I love that.
Tom Misch and Yeji. And so let's dive in with what I thought it would be a universally celebrated, but
it seems like it's going to be
a fight here. And I did not bring a knife to this gunfight.
Wow.
We're talking about Taylor Swift's new song, Call It What You Want. So I think it's great. I actually love this. I think of the four new songs, I like Gorgeous the best.
Agreed.
This second best. The synths in the background remind me kind of a little Wildest Dreams, which is one of my favorite songs on 1989.
Sure.
I think it has a great like low-key electronic pop grounding. A little of that kind of like skittering Antonov beat in the background. I think the lyrics are some of the best we've heard from this new round of hers.
What?
No,
what?
I think it's great.
Did we hear the same song is my question.
Yes, we did.
Did you listen to this one?
I feel like, the line brought a knife to a gunfight, I could see someone being like, that's a little cliche.
Like that's like the best one in there.
But I like all the liars are calling me one, and then nobody's heard from me in months, and I'm doing better than I ever was. Like, I think that's like kind of a nice revealing, like quick, succinct.
I'll agree with that one.
Like her both calling out the situation in a very indirect way, the whole like Kanye, Kim, Katie, whoever else people have pitted her against. Mm-hmm. But then putting basically like, you know, filling us in very quickly and briefly and in a way that's pretty emotional, too, about like, you know, she took some time out of the public eye and now she feels better than ever before. Like it's her like acknowledging it and dismissing it.
Right.
And listen, however you come down on it, whether you're like annoyed with her or not, like I think it's just like strong songwriting.
But
like gets it across real fast.
One of the things that bothers me is, yes, if she stayed going in that direction, I think I would have liked the song better. But then yet again, somehow it ends it like it's about a guy. And I'm like, wait, but what? Like, you're doing better. Like, talk about yourself for a minute, you know? And
she likes this guy. I don't know.
She likes every guy. I just...
What's wrong with that? Why can't she like
She can like guys? All the guys, but in terms of her music, I wanted it to take a different direction.
Okay. So
that's
fair.
One of my many issues.
Okay, well, what are the other... So anyway, so I really like it. I think it's great. I've listened to it several times already.
Wow.
What do you guys hate about it, though? Let's move in musically. What do you not enjoy about this?
The lyrics.
Yeah.
I said musically.
I know, but I just had to get that in there once more. I actually don't even remember what it sounds like musically, because I was very hung up on... It's kind of like... No offense. I feel like it was like amateur hour with her lyrics. She's like... His initial on a gold chain. Like, mm-hmm. not because he owns me, but like he knows me. I think that's the exact lyric.
Here's the thing. I think that outside of the context of this album and where Taylor's at, I think that I would view this a little less critically. But like, basically after like turning into like this dark, like villainous character, like and embracing the snake iconography, and then like three songs later going all the drama queens taking swings, all the jokers dressing up as kings, like she brought a knife to a gunfight, and like, you know, it's just like
it sounds
like
a very old Taylor thing to do. I expected the new Taylor to show up with a gun.
All the liars are calling me one. Like, look, I get that this is a different facet. Like, she's returning to the hurt that she felt last year before she kind of developed this thicker skin. But within the context of this project and what we've heard of it, it just doesn't resonate as it's hollow to me. Like, that's what it is. And it's nothing against the song musically, and nothing against, like, I think Taylor Swift is one of the greatest songwriters of this century. I honestly do. But I think that this is literally like, yeah, having her cake and eating it too. And here's my thing. I can't feel like Look What You Made Me Do. I actually kind of like that. I kind of like that point of view on that song, and we've talked about it, how like I appreciate the fact that she's trying different things, but I can't feel bad for her in this song if that's what she's doing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I don't know. It's just like this is totally lost in me.
I mean, I think those are all fair points. I hear those. I mean, I certainly don't feel bad for her. I mean, she's also a very, at the end of the day, she's a very rich person, started out rich and just got richer, so I'm certainly not gonna like be crying too many tears over Taylor Swift's heartbreak. But I think just in terms of music, and like, I think it's very enjoyable. I think it's a return to the 1989 side of things, which
I actually do
like look what You Made Me Do, but I prefer her to stay a bit away from that and hear more 1989, so I'm happy to hear that on this song.
Yeah, I think part of the problem for me is that there's so much emphasis on the lyrics here. Like, the production's definitely dialed back to the sense that it focuses on every single line and getting her point across. And if you really don't like that point, then yeah, the song's just not going to work.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, the one thing I'll say is that the album isn't here yet. So, like, I think there's a possibility that it has, like, a narrative arc where it kind of makes sense, where you kind of go on a journey of her, like, from hurt to then, like, biting back and embracing the snake, yada, yada. that's a possibility. We don't know that yet.
I just want to say that, like, in the debate between you and Lindsay, like, Lindsay absolutely won. Like,
this is my best podcast ever.
This is first you get introduced first.
I know.
Now you win against Joe unequivocally.
We'll agree to disagree. Anyways, well, let's listen to it. So Taylor Swift's Call It What You Want. Get 1 out of 3 thumbs up, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Unfortunately. All right, well, let's listen to it. Loves me like I'm brand new. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. I want to wear his initial on a chain around my neck, chain around my neck. Not because he owns me, but because he really knows me. Which is more than they can say. I recall late November, holding my breath slowly. I said, you don't need to save me, but would you run away with me? Yeah. All right, that was New Taylor. That is the fourth song we've heard from Reputation, which will be out by the time we do the next podcast, which is very exciting and also kind of frightening, because who knows what will happen. Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly for this album, like, I could see it going either way. I could see me being like, oh, this is kind of disappointing and cringeworthy, or like, yeah, just like totally falling for it.
I have a feeling I'm probably gonna like it more than a lot of people, but I don't know, we'll see.
All right, well, let's move along to Jason pick. NERD featuring Rihanna. Song is called Lemon.
Yeah, so NERD, I was never like a huge NERD fan. I was actually
that first album is one of my very favorites.
Really?
Like, of that year, like 2001, I think it was. Loved that
very
album.
Very cool project. I was actually talking to NERD. I was talking to someone else in the Billboard office yesterday about NERD, and the fact that I was like, I think I would probably like NERD more if it wasn't like the sixth best thing Pharrell's done.
I kind of disagree with that, but we can discuss later.
Well, of course,
we're not.
Well, we can discuss.
I think In Search Of is like better than any solo Pharrell album by far. Like, it's just it's like classic, really. Yeah. I think.
Well, again, agree to disagree, but no, I think that this is like a very fun reintroduction to me. The song sounds less like an actual song and more like an, oh shit, Rihanna just sent this amazing rap verse, like, yeah, we have to build something around it. Like, that's kind of what it sounds like to me. I'm not mad at that. Like, they made a song to give that amazing verse a platform. That's all you really need to do. So yeah, I definitely enjoy it. It's good to have those guys back.
And it was a surprise that they came back, right?
Well, they're performing at Complex's festival.
ComplexCon.
Yeah, ComplexCon, okay, which actually might have already happened by the time people are hearing this podcast. But so we knew something was going on with NERD.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did not expect a Rihanna collaboration for sure. I the one note I'll add is I do kind of wish, like, I'm kind of ready for a new Rihanna album. Like, she has this song. She had Wild Thoughts, obviously. Now I'm just like, we're probably not going to get a Rihanna album until next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay, but
I'm fine with Rihanna features for now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, they've all been good.
Yeah.
It's true.
But
but I would always welcome a Rihanna album.
Yeah. What'd you guys think of NERD, Rihanna?
This song is just like a jam. Like, you listen to it and you're like, that was a little dance move for those who can't
see. That really was effective on a podcast. I like that a lot.
I don't know. It's so catchy. But I pointed out to Joe, it reminds me a lot of WTF, the Missy Elliott song.
Oh, okay.
That
came
out.
I can see that. Yeah.
Like, the beat is super similar, and that I think that's Pharrell's stamp on both of them.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But yeah, cool. I love the song.
Joseph.
I think it's great. Yeah, I love the sample or the spoken word part at the beginning. The truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off.
Yeah.
Good little line there.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. You know, it's one of those, I could totally see it being like, oh shit, we got this incredible Rihanna feature. Like, we need to build something around it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is good. I mean, like, you know, like, they're obviously Pharrell and Chad Hugo, like, their forces combined. Like, that's magic. I think they do a good job of kind of keeping the music pretty minimal. It's this kind of like very like plinky, echoey beat that reminds me of you know that 70s song called Popcorn by the group Hot Butter?
What?
It's one of the first electronic songs on the charts. It's very kind of like, it's basically like electronic synths that like are made to imitate the sound of popping popcorn. It's very
nice.
It's great. It's a fantastic song. That it kind of reminds me of that. These kind of like plinky, like very echoey things, just to repeat myself. But anyways, and the other thing that I just thought of, which is crazy, is that when the first NERD album dropped, the one that I'm standing for so hard, Rihanna would have been but 13 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty crazy. But yeah, I think it's good though. Yeah, I mean, the Rihanna verse is incredible.
Yeah.
I think the song is solid. Otherwise, I'm there for it.
Cool.
Let us listen to it. So it's NERD featuring Rihanna. The song is called Lemon.
I get it, how I live it. I live it how I get it. Count the motherfucking digits. I pull up with a lemon. Noxious, she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage. Motherfucker, we ain't finished. I told you we won't stop. A nigga about a business. Like yours, which is spinning. Wave it low to the top.
All right, next up, let's do the Lindy pick.
Is it Indie Corner time?
It's Indie time.
Oh, yeah.
Indie Corner.
I need a theme song.
With Lindsay.
And there I have it.
All right.
There
you go. I don't know that, but if I had to I wouldn't put that song on the Must Hear Music podcast, honestly.
Wow. Okay.
I think it could make maybe Alt in Our Stars. Or no, wait, what is it called now?
Alt Nation. Alternative Facts.
Alternative Facts. Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyways, so Yeji. So this is, we were talking about this earlier today. Do you want to take it away? Song's called Rain Girl, but let's let you intro this.
So she is from South Korea, from Seoul. I think she might be 21 actually, but she's just like this incredible house artist who puts out, this is her, I think it's her second EP. It's called EP2. Maybe
you,
it's misleading.
Think, yeah.
What if it wasn't her second EP?
Then
that's
she
happened.
Fooled me.
The second Traveling Wilburys album was called Traveling Wilburys Volume 3. So
you're right. That's a
these
good
things
point.
Happen. There's precedent, guys.
Well, I guess I should check after this. But regardless, the music is great. It has a passion fruit cover on there. But this song, I think this is probably the most popular off of it, and I think it's super catchy. And just seeing like a really great EP from a female house artist is kind of rare, and she seems to be getting the recognition she deserves, which I'm really happy about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not even a huge like house music fan because I think it can be hypnotic in a way that's a bit dull in a way.
Yeah, Lindsay going after an entire genre of music.
Just because I don't do well with like super repetitive.
And you're from Chicago, so
I know where it originated.
For you, yeah, exactly. This is disgusting.
I know. But this one kept me pretty captivated the whole time.
Wow.
You want to talk, Jason?
Yeah. No, I don't really have much to add. I'll try to think of like other full genres to denigrate in the meantime.
I already did that for us.
No, this is awesome. Yeah, I had not heard of this artist before today, so. I'm all about it, like, and I love house music. Like, I'm very happy to kind of tell Lindsay to talk to the hand when it comes to.
Reference? Yeah. Oh my god! No, I have never heard of Talk to the Hand. Please explain.
Oh man, remember
There's
when that was a
3-month period in the 90s, Lindsay, when yeah. everyone was talking to the hand.
I feel like that, to derail this for a minute, I feel like Talk to the Hand happened in the exact same 3 months that Fat with the PH was a thing. Like, that's fat.
So was it not one that. Hand people were talking to?
Yeah,
how did this
you
work?
Would do this. Well, you can't see it on the podcast, but I feel like Fat may have preceded it.
You think so?
But it was. I think it definitely had a lot of overlap with All That and a Bag of Potato Chips.
Oh yeah, those that was another one.
Hard with juggling those two phrases.
Yeah,
at the same
what a time.
Yeah, I just remember like one time, me and my sister and my mom and our mom were at the mall, and my sister. Like saw some article of clothing was like, that's fat. And my mom was like, don't say that. And my sister like, no, old person, you don't understand. PH fat. Like,
oh, man.
Anyway, What were we talking about? Oh yeah, house music. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that derailed fast.
Yeah, this was awesome. This was the kind of song that like makes me really want to dive deep on this artist's
totally.
Music. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I like house. I don't share Lindsay's disdain. Yeah.
I didn't mean to come off that harsh, okay?
No, I like that it, you know, it's up-tempo, but it kind of has, like, a little chill vibe to it, too. I mean, one thing I will say is I'm very curious. Yeah, because I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of her until today, so I'm curious to listen to more. I listened to the Passion Fruit cover. It seemed great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the breathy speak-sing, like, vaguely rap style, but not really. Like, I'll be honest, it reminded me of Kitty Pryde in a way that I was like,
"Ooh, cool."
Which, you know, and I actually didn't entirely dismiss Kitty Pryde, unlike most people, but it did give me pause where I was kind of like, "Huh, this reminds me of something that many people ridiculed." But aww. I don't think it's, well, no, people did. I mean, yeah, Kitty Pryde was a not respected artist, and I actually saw her live, and I thought it was a pretty good show. I think she actually had an aesthetic that was interesting, but I like this, and it makes me curious to hear more. So
yeah,
I'm glad that this pick made us bring up Fat as well as Kitty Pryde.
Although I should say, I think she dropped the Pryde. I think it's just Kitty now. Yeah. So if you say Kitty, no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Anyways, it doesn't really matter. So let's listen to it. Yeji, Rain Girl is the song, and here it is. The free defines me. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 Make it rain, girl, make it. Butter or shut in my cup. All right, that was Lindsay's Indie Corner.
Indie Corner.
Beautiful.
That was quite beautiful.
Speaking of Lindsay's bona fides, she just got little knowledge here for you listeners.
What?
Portugal the Man sent Lindsay a cake, which is insane. Because Feel It Still is like their big breakthrough hit, and they sent a cake, and it was like, because she's written about them endlessly and interviewed them.
Every
like,
day.
Actually, not joking, probably like three times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just about.
It, within a year.
It was actually 10 times, but.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Weekly check-in. And they sent her a cake, and we're like, thanks, Linz. We couldn't have done it without you. They didn't say Linz, but...
Yeah, it would have been better if they did. Yeah.
I didn't tell you this, but you got the cake on Monday, and a couple hours later, I recorded the Pop Shop podcast with Keith, and I mentioned that you got a cake.
Oh, my God.
And Keith, like, didn't know what to do with that information. He was just like... He's like, oh, okay. What? Oh, okay.
He's saying he didn't care about my Portugal the Man
cake? He did care. He was definitely, like, confused and, like... happy for you, maybe.
Thanks, Keith.
It was great. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
Well, I'm glad cake has now been mentioned on two podcasts. Yeah. Here.
We need to get it on everyone.
It wasn't good cake, though.
No, it
like,
was really bad.
I thought it was better.
Ugh,
I know the guys listened to this, so I'm sorry. It was appreciated.
I mean, yeah, it's 100% the thought that counts, but.
Wow.
Anyways, though. So moving right along, though.
Does Portugal the Man really listen to this podcast?
Yeah, John and I talk about it after.
What?
Yeah, first name basis.
Hey, Portugal the Man. Cool.
They don't.
They give me notes.
All right, well, let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on, guys. Let's talk about some music, okay?
Okay.
Wow.
So Miguel, one of my picks, Miguel's new song, Told You So, from upcoming album War and Leisure.
Oh, yeah.
Which we, in the new issue of Billboard, have a really great interview with him, feature talking about his new album, where he's at, kind of, you know, basically still doing his, like, kaleidoscopic R&B boner jams, but making them a little bit more politically pointed. excuse me. I like this new song. I mean, it's not like it's in terms of like a lead single. This isn't like something you're gonna be like this will be his breakthrough radio hit. But like, it's a great like I like it. It relies on this very like 80s beat, and you know his sensual falsetto is just irreplaceable. Like it always sounds good. And he's got those psychedelic guitars in the background. Like it's a pretty familiar song. Maybe a little more beat heavy. For him, but like a totally solid, enjoyable number. What did you guys think?
Oh, I really like this, and we just had a big profile on Miguel in Billboard magazine. Yeah, I mean the cool thing is that Kaleidoscope Dream from 2012 is like an amazing album and had those singles, that those breakthrough singles. With Wild Heart, he definitely went a little left to center. He wanted to get a little bit more experimental. I think that some of those songs worked and some of them didn't. I think that even he would admit that. And this seems like a course correction, in the sense that, like, he's kind of back to being, like, you know, pointed in terms of his lyrics, but in terms of sound, like, definitely a little bit more streamlined. So, yeah, this is an awesome song.
I think that's fair, but I did love Wild Heart. I think that was a great album.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really polarizing album. I definitely like it more than I dislike it. Like, Pitchfork loved that album. Most R&B fans did not love that album.
Yeah, and well, it was definitely, there's a lot of guitar on it.
Yeah, so.
And pretty throwback style guitar. But yeah. What did you think, Lindsay, of this new Miguel?
I really like it. I've heard some of the album. It's all amazing. This one didn't stand out to me of them, but listening to it on its own since, this is like the first one officially released, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great. I really like the funky backbeat. As you said, he sounds great as always. I don't think this is the best example of how political the album is.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be cool as it comes out more.
This is more the leisure side than the war.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
The war tracks are just people screaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good 20 minutes of that. And it's
it's great.
It's real just the last half hour of Dunkirk. That's half of the album.
Exactly.
That's cool. One movie that I've seen.
Wow.
I for once get a reference to a movie.
Dunkirk is great.
I didn't see it.
Oh,
and I don't get to the theaters that much these days.
Is there anything good out now? We don't have to talk about this on the podcast.
Just real quick, I want to see Lady Bird or Lady Girl or...
Lady Bird.
Is it called Lady Bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lady Girl.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
Let's listen to some Miguel.
Yeah. So Miguel told you so, and here it is.
Baby, every pleasure you taste has its price, baby. Oh, hey.
That was the new Miguel. And next up, you know, we're ribbing Lindsay for her indie corner, but you know, realistically, Jason picked Pinegrove.
Jason's indie corner.
So let's talk about let's take a swing over to Jason's indie corner.
All right.
Song's Pinegrove Intrepid.
Yeah, so Pinegrove, a band that really broke out in the past 12 months or so. Their album. Are you guys like familiar with their album Cardinal? Like I love that album.
I think
it's incredible.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm mostly familiar with people from Stereo Gum talking about it constantly.
And Chris Payne.
Yeah.
Chris Payne does wear a Pinegrove shirt.
I know of Pinegrove because of Chris Payne.
Well, and they're Jersey, right?
So yeah. So
like, yeah.
They come from Montclair, New Jersey. You two might have been
Woo-hoo!
At a cover band bar within Montclair.
Just Jakes.
You could have seen them. Shout out to Just Jakes in Montclair, New Jersey. This new song seems to be previewing their first project since Cardinal, and it kind of falls in line with the rest of Cardinal, but it's also, you know, them doing what they do best, which is making this kind of jangly, like yelpy, kind of rugged indie rock that is just excellent to hear live. I don't really have that much to say about this aside from, like, it's great to have them back. I think that this is like a good good segue into the next project, hopefully. And I haven't heard anything from them other than this coming up, but yeah, I'm really happy that I'm back.
I'm not too familiar with them, but is this a little bit more down tempo than what they normally do?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Although there are definitely moments of their album that take their time and are really slowly paced.
Okay. Yeah. Because the one I saw them at some festival and it seemed like a little bit more rock than what this sounds like to me. But that being said, I mean, I loved this and I think the singer sounded great on it too.
There you go. Joseph?
Yeah, I like this. I should I mean, given how much everyone's talking about, I should spend more time with that album. But yeah. I like it. I mean, one thing I would say, the thing that stood out to me is I like how the like the keys kind of play against the guitar riffs. Like they're not really moving in tandem. They're kind of playing against each other. I like sonic dissonance. I think that's always interesting. But yeah, and you know, it's obviously very like, you know, the delivery is very heartfelt. This is, you know, yet another one of those Jersey hard on sleeve rock outfits, although perhaps a little more experimental than the ones that we usually associate with hard on sleeve Jersey rock.
What's really great about Pinegrove is, you know, we talked about lyrics with Taylor Swift, like their lyrics really speak in a way that is really like evocative, and you get this kind of, they always are really smart in terms of setting, like of developing a setting in their songs, and I think that's really why they've been able to cross over, because they have these kind of lyrical nuggets that immediately stick out. I think that, like, I could see them becoming like a very big deal over the next couple years. I think that if I'm assuming neither of you guys have ever seen them live.
Only at a festival.
She just said she saw them.
Yeah.
Oh, at a festival.
He wasn't listening. It's fine.
No, I was. Yeah. Come on. Aww. But they do, like, even at a festival show, they definitely, like, they revel in this kind of fandom that is super extreme.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
very Jersey sort of thing.
Yeah.
Fun fact about their live show. They had, when I saw them, a stuffed animal sloth on stage with them.
Wow.
And it happens to be the same one that I own.
Wow. Can we talk for 30 seconds about why you love sloths so much?
What is not to love about that adorably cute, slow-moving creature that yelps every time it tries to climb something?
Wow. Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Didn't even need 30 seconds.
Boom. 10 second. all right, so Pinegrove, Intrepid. Let's listen to it. That was a new Pinegrove song. As Jason said, they have a lot of lyrical nuggets, or as I like to call them, pine nuggets.
Oh, that's not even good. That's not even a joke that makes sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. All right, last and honestly probably least, Tom Misch, Lindsay's song.
Wait, we're going back to Lindsay's indie corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
The song's called Movie, and appropriately enough, it begins with an old movie sample, which I couldn't place. Which is crazy because I basically only watch TCM. I don't know how. I don't know what this is from. But anyway, so it's Tom Misch. Why don't you talk about it? Because I'm not super familiar with this guy.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with him either, but I'd heard a bunch of my friends talk about him. So I decided to check him out and then noticed that he had a new song out today and an album coming in April. So the timing worked out well there. But yeah, he's just like a London singer-songwriter for the most part. Definitely indie. But this song is just really cool to me. I love the electric guitar that Joe and I were describing earlier. Like, when you hear it, you know whoever's playing that is leaning back with their eyes closed. Just totally feeling the moment.
That's awesome.
But it's just really nice. It complements his voice really well. And then there's a great piano portion at the end that's really pretty. I just think instrumentally, this is something that sort of stood out to me.
I do like the production when the backup vocals kick in. I thought it sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good neo soul groove that I like. But one thing I will say is actually the guitar for me.
Oh, you don't like it?
It kind of reminds me of like a mall version of a sexy guitar. Just like you could almost see that in like a little bit of an advertisement version of like sexy R&B guitar. Like it didn't totally convince me.
Malls are sexy, man. Come on.
It's true. Yeah.
What?
Anyways, but that was my, so not like, I'm not dismissing it at all, but like, it definitely, I was like, I don't know if I'm totally buying this.
Like a little generic, would you say, or no?
A little cheesy, maybe.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, but.
I like this more than you. Me and Lindsay are
on the same
page today. Yeah. Joe looks so hurt. Wow.
Just starting to cry.
Wow, yeah. Joe he's moved away from the mic and now he's just sobbing. No.
You finished this podcast without me. I got to go.
This reminded me, have you guys explored the Nick Hakim album?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I like
kinda,
it, yeah.
Kind of reminds me a little bit mm-hmm. of that. Right? Am I?
Yeah.
Am
I, no, I like him a lot. That's a good comparison.
Okay, yeah. You guys both gave me like a weird look.
No, I was thinking of. I feel like his is a little more sophisticated, honestly, okay. than this. But
I'd agree with that. But I can see that was a good comparison, though. Yeah.
That's cool. A solid album, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like this. I thought it was like a little slow moving. But yeah, no, I kind of like the overall vibe. I wasn't put off by the guitar at all. So.
All right. Well, let's listen to some let's of that guitar and let you decide.
Yeah.
You, the listener at home. All right. So it's Tom Misch, which is M-I-S-C-H. And I suppose we should have spelled Yeji before, too.
Oh, yeah.
Curious listeners. It's
throw that in.
Y-A-E-J-I. Anyway, so Tom Misch movie. Here it is.
Such a sentimental way to groove. I hope it still touches you. Baby, come back to me. Come back to me. It kills me to see you leave. So I came home and made this beat. Baby, come back to me. Come back to me. Remember me.
All right, that was Misch. That was Misch movie. Kind of a mishmash a little bit.
That's, wow.
Disgusting. I disgust myself. all right. Well, that's all we have. I'm going to guess let you guys go listen to music together, and I'll probably just like close myself up in a closet and, you know, rock back and forth for a while.
As you do every Friday.
Yeah. So basically,
it's happening earlier.
My normal
today.
Friday activity. Well, I mean, what else am I going to do?
I
right?
don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. If you have any recommendations, please tweet them at us. And yeah, next time I guess we'll be back with Taylor's Reputation album.
Yeah.
And what is there anything else big coming out next week?
I think that's the big one.
Yeah, who would want to go up against her?
Yeah.
A fool. Only a fool. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening. And I hope you have a great week.
Bye guys.
All right, bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.